The winds began to hold steady as the outer bands of warm tropical rain fanned out over downtown Wilmington. With a recorder, I accompanied Eileen LeBlanc, then WHQR's news director, up and down Front Street to capture sound recordings of the approaching storm before we hunkered down at the station with the rest of the staff at 254 North Front Street. It was late summer 1996, and I was interning at WHQR, the station's first intern, actually, and we were preparing for what would be one of the largest, most recent storms to impact the Cape Fear region, Hurricane Fran. One of my main jobs was to maintain contact with all of the emergency shelters in the area, as well as to keep in touch with the local emergency management. The internet was still in its infancy, and you could swing a cat around in all of our three closest counties and probably only hit just a few people with a mobile phone. It was a very different time. I kept in touch with my media contacts with a desk phone and pen and paper. Hurricane days at the station are an experience in themselves, and those haven't changed all that much. Everyone brings sleeping bags, food, and other survival supplies. And once we are in, we are in. Each person claims a corner of the station as their own makeshift home, and everyone gets to work to provide safety updates and information for the public. We had announcers in shifts as reporting becomes a 24/7 operation. People keep in touch with outside contacts, other research, and write news stories, and engineers constantly work to keep the radio waves flowing. Radio is still the most reliable source of information during emergencies. Your electricity, satellite, cable, Wi-Fi may all go out, but a battery-operated radio will keep you connected. We lost power rather early, as I remember, darkening the historic building as dusk fell. The winds moved on shore very quickly, and it wasn't long before the back of the metal roof began to roll up like a sardine can. Walking through the back storage rooms was like experiencing Niagara's Maid of the Mist. The water let itself down the building by traveling down the back stairwell three flights and out the back door. Thankfully, the control rooms at the station were safe and dry. The most dramatic point of the evening was hearing the non-stop sound of terror from outside. Transformers exploding, debris flying through the air and hitting the buildings and cars, trees snapping and buildings literally falling apart. And then, all of the sudden, complete and utter silence and peace as the eye of the storm passed over us. It was an extremely surreal moment of my life. And as quickly as the peace came upon us, it disappeared with the havoc coming in with a roar even more powerful. Later that night, or earlier that morning, however you'd like to look at it, we took a quick dinner break in the now MC Ernie Gallery. Sprawled out on the floor, Grecian style on cushions and sleeping bags, we had a picnic of sandwiches and other treats. I felt we needed something hot to eat, so I rummaged in the kitchen and fried up some spam cubes, and to class things up, served them on an elegant silver tray used for receptions. As hurricane season is upon us, please be prepared, and be sure to turn into your public radio station. And do think of all of those who keep working through the storms to keep us not only safe, but informed.